Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's going to be the Red Tails, so I don't know. But
I don't know if that really it rolls off my tongue. Like I'm not go Red Tails. Like
they'll call it Tails. They'll say go Tails. Go Tails.
Well, sounds like
I think
a kid's
if you want to honor somebody in government, it could be the Washington
Red
Berries.
Tails. I get what it's for, but is every
So right now I have my wife, my son, and a Boston Terrier. Frankie, the Chihuahua, is down on the second level of the house, chilling. Doesn't want to have anything, and brilliantly so. Doesn't want to have anything
to
do with it.
He's not there for that care, though.
Yeah, yeah. You wish you were down there with him.
What about sleeping on the couch? Are you a couch guy? I love being a couch guy.
No, I know, because unfortunately, when I sleep, I require medical assistance.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's the machine.
That's my pre-existing.
Can she sleep on the couch?
Can she sleep on the couch? I'd like to see them both sleep on the couch. My son and my wife.
And the dog.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content.
And funny
even
guy.
Better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking. And we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody, let me tell you about a fabulous new product. We're calling it Fireworks Pizza.
The taste is explosive.
So Rob's kid is working at a... It is a chain?
There are three of them. There's one in Cascades, one
in
Arlington.
Chain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't even consider that. With the way restaurants make money nowadays, and my God, in the COVID times, difficult for restaurants to even survive, I consider the local chain to be almost a mom and pop.
Mm. Yeah, I agree.
Like,
three
you got
is not
three
much.
Locations. Yeah, like, we got the Mia. The Mia down in Florida. That's a local chain. So I think this is kind of a mom and pop if he's got three locations.
I've never heard of Fireworks before. It sounds
what
like
a
fun.
Spectacular website,
like
Rob.
The website is gorgeous and it really is nice. And I was looking at some of the stuff they've got. Their specialty, Oscar, is wood fired pizza.
Oh, I love wood fired pizza.
Just like
Shakey's back in the day.
Amazing.
Shakey's couldn't be anything further from wood fired. Shakey's was their main component was not an oven, it was a freezer.
Oh, I thought Shakey's was wood-fired pizza.
No, was it?
Shakey's.
Where did you get that?
Oh, I remember going there in my
you weren't even born when Shakey's was
around. Are you kidding me? When
around.
I was an immigrant child, we'd pack in the Corolla and roll to Shakey's. It was a big treat.
Shakey's was
your treat, all right.
It was a pizza joint. It was owned by Michael J. Fox, wasn't it?
Rob.
Oh,
come on.
This is Tony.
Why do you write those
jokes?
This
is who Rob really is, people. You think he's a sweet man?
No, he's a monster.
Yeah, he's a monster.
I'm not a monster.
He could care less about anybody
he
else.
He makes fun of the infirmed.
No. Shakey's was where it was like a good time pizza joint that was themed like in the gay 90s where they had honky-tonk pianos and straw hats and striped shirts.
I remember the pizza was gay horrible. 90s. Why
By the way, the Fireworks
makes
pizza
no sense.
In Rob's town... where his son is now working.
Right.
Here are the fun facts. They burn 1 year cured kiln dried white oak.
Yes.
I love stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, somebody said, "Oh, what does that matter?" No, it matters. I like it because it's the wood infuses into the smoke and the pizza and all
consistency
that.
As well. Yeah.
Their pizza dough and tomato sauce are vegan. Well, that how could it not be vegan, right?
Well, if you used animal fat when you make the sauce or the
animal
or the dough.
Fat, okay, got it. We use nitrate-free pepperoni. That's good because those are bad for you.
Do you know the joke that was printed under my dad's father's picture in his yearbook? It said that Wes is a chemist. He knows all about nitrates. They're lower than day rates. That was the joke in his yearbook. So when I see nitrates, I think of that.
Thanks for sharing that. Appreciate that now.
Do you know that Fireworks Pizza, the taste is explosive?
I'm reading the menu.
You got to keep swinging, Mike.
He's taking it out of me so far today.
What was that about?
He's slowly beginning to take it out. Well, he put some joke online last night, too.
What'd he do?
Rob was all over. Were you not active yesterday? You were active yesterday or the night before or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, well, it was the last 24
hours.
You've
been doing your social media-ing. Mm. And so I've been seeing a lot of it, and there was some I'm going to ask you to try to remember your horrible joke online.
Oh, I know exactly what it was.
Horrible.
It was, do you think that Fred Flintstone's favorite new HBO show is Perry Masonry?
That is absolutely... And now you're laughing at it.
It's so bad.
Now, well, it maybe it's so best bad. You two spend a few
no,
days
Mike,
together.
It is so bad. It, you got to laugh or else you cry.
Throwback to the Flintstones. I'm watching Perry Mason, which is, my mom says, should I watch this new Perry Mason? I say, no, it's too salacious for you. It is such a grown-up adult show. And then
nothing like you never had Raymond Burr banging that pilot.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like Perry Mason does. Yeah. Wow. In like upside down, in the tub, you know, with up, you know, just falling off the bed.
They must
I mean,
have
that
Pilates.
Was passionate.
Yeah, and then and you never on the Raymond Burr show did you see a naked male penis of a corpse, although I'm sure that Raymond Burr pulled for it. You just didn't see
to
this
that
stuff.
Episode yet, but boy do I want to now.
It's all over the place. There's a corpse they move all around Los Angeles.
I found the Shakey's Pizza sign. It says Shakey's Pizza Parlor and Ye Public House.
Nothing about wood fired.
Wood fired.
No, the only wood fire is when they made the insurance scam.
What about Godfather's Pizza? Was that wood fired?
No, Godfather's Pizza was that was notable because they put the meats under the cheese.
Okay.
That was their angle.
Mm-hmm. So hungry.
Our wood fired oven is very hot. Blisters and char is our oven's way of saying I love you. Everything this guy is doing. Mm-hmm. By the way, do you know the owner or the guy that runs it?
Is
it,
I don't know. I don't know any of the management.
Carl Firework.
Everything about this says it just care and skill and fun.
Yep. It's a good
I
company.
I mean, this looks like a cool place.
Good outfit. Good website.
The website's great.
Let me see. A 14-inch pizza is almost twice the area of a 10-inch. We are happy to split checks for parties of six or less. 18% gratuity will be added for parties of eight or more. So that's straight ahead. They're letting you know what's going on.
Sure.
And then, man, oh, man, cavatappi pasta, Tillamook cheddar, Parmesan gluten-free breadcrumb crust. That's their fireworks mac and cheese,
gluten-free.
Which is not even
so
a pizza
good.
Item.
Damn.
It really looked Daniel. Great, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited for him. And
have you had
so
one
excited.
Yet? You've had one, haven't you?
I've tasted one. What happened is he brought one
you've
home.
You've tasted one.
What,
like
just
you've
just
gone
a little
to
piece?
A taste it.
Did you have
you
a slice?
Tasting a pizza. Like
would you
haven't
settle
ingested?
Down, please?
You, have,
yeah, but
you haven't
you
ingested.
Ask a question
there's
and you want an answer.
About you and the food.
I've tasted one.
Just say I've had a slice. What about saying that?
I've tasted one. It tastes good.
Like an hors d'oeuvre you cut up in little pieces and serve it on a platter?
I had one piece of a small pizza that Robert said he brought home for me, and then it was gone because Robert beat me to it. Good. So, yeah, I've tasted it. To say I've sat down and eaten there would not be true.
Is he up yet? Is he up
no,
or is
are
he
you
still
kidding?
Sleeping?
No, of course not.
I'm just checking. I want to ask him, how many, is he done training yet?
He's. I think he trains again today. Let me text him and say that when he awakes, he should come down.
No, get him up.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
go in there and rip the sheets off and say, "Mike, Uncle Mike wants to talk to you."
I don't want to do this. Please don't make me do
what
this.
What about being a dad? You're working. You're earning a living.
That's right.
We want content. We want it from the horse's mouth.
The joy of this will be talking about the pizza, but the greater joy would be to see him sleepy.
Yes.
Come down straight. Is he like totally asleep right now?
Yeah, he is gone. He is gone.
What time would he have gotten to
teenager.
Bed? What time do you figure he would have gotten to bed?
Oh, way after
two?
Midnight.
Let's,
yeah, probably.
Let's see
two's
him.
About
he's
right.
A young
I went
buck.
To bed at 1.
Back.
I went to bed at 1 a.m.
I went to bed at 2, Mike, 2.
I was
it's not
all
a contest,
ramped up
yeah.
about the COVID. I was really
oh,
upset.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I was just hanging out being like,
I was very
bed.
Upset. I was very, well, see, it's the Florida thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, Florida's in the news.
Well, luckily you're not there.
Yeah, you got out at about the right time. Day or two sooner would have been better, but you did get out at a good
back
time.
Back to Robert Jr.
Robert Jr., get him out
let's
of bed.
Get the third.
All right, I'm texting him right now, and then I'll go up and get him.
What about, be like, rip that sheet off like my dad used to and be like, time to start the day.
I will tell you, their website right now,
mm-hmm.
and maybe because I'm in that fasting period, and we're going until 2 p.m. today.
How come? Oh, because
why
you have a late
two?
Dinner. Late dinner,
we
right?
Because the Colburns are coming into town.
Oh, man, they put a wrench in your fasting. Jesus.
And,
all right, I'll be right back. I'll see what I can do.
See what you
don't
can do.
Don't start the show with
Rob. You're the father.
Rob, you're a trooper.
Do
you're
something,
trooper,
for God's sakes. You run that household.
He is a trooper. I wouldn't want to do
I'll see
it.
What I can do. What happened to this man?
You know, no, you'd be in the same. If you had a teenage boy, you would be in the same boat.
I was a jerk as a teenager. You know what changed? Nothing for my parents. They still yelled at me. Nothing changed. I said, do your thing. It's a little more friction on my end.
Well, this menu he sent me from
this place is a great website. Holy yes.
Isn't it a wonderful website?
Man.
Really? They're
Pony,
good and
take
bad.
Some lessons.
That Jesus is Christ. Oh, by the way, we should promote the fact that we have a new website.
Thank you, Pony.
TMOS.
Yeah. What a jerk. The voice from the bathtub.
Got it. All right, let me pop it on here. Let's see. Let's take a look at ours. I'm going to go to ours.
In fairness, we have one location, so go straight to that one location.
Okay. Right? It looks... I love it.
I love it.
I think it looks very nice.
Pony,
I think it looks very, very nice.
I would say the 11 months it took you to build that is well worth it, man. And thank you for taking your time and really... there are some tweaks I think we can make over
our
time.
Our advertisers love it, too. It's wonderful. The advertisers are much more prominently featured now, which is wonderful. And I also like the fact that the most recent show is right there.
Oh,
and you can click on a big thing and bam, play the
now,
video.
Let's not get happy. We depend on our wonderful audience to let us know what's wrong where. So feel free to write us at support@michaelmarischow.com or email.
And we're not
Pony
selling
directly.
Pizza, but let me go back to the pizza website.
Pizza.
I want to go back and see because I looked at ours and now I'm going back to the pizza website. And,
I like their gallery. It just shows
it's graphic
everybody
design
in there.
Too. It's
Well,
it's photography.
It's all about fonts,
it's
Mike. Fonts.
Let me look
the
at
the lost
their
art of fonts.
No, because once you get down to their menu, it's pretty straight ahead. It's pretty simple stuff.
What do you know about Wingdings?
You know what it is? You're not going to compare our website to theirs because
we don't
have pictures of pizzas unless you take our website and put a big pizza on it. But even the beer taps,
we could make
good.
A fruitcake website. Maybe that's something that we could work on.
Yeah,
with pictures.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. There you go,
Pony. There you go.
How did
absolutely.
It go?
Absolutely.
I've done the pre-interview, and he's delighted to be here.
Yay!
All right, put the headphones on him. Sit him right down.
Robert
there
the Third.
There he is.
Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. Yes, yes.
You are
ready
not
to
happy.
Start the day. I love
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. Are you going to go back to bed after we talk to you?
Yeah.
What time did you get to sleep, Robert?
I don't know. I actually went to bed early last night.
Like what was that? What would be early?
Like 11:30 or something.
That's early? Okay.
That's not all bad. Right. What about the fireworks gig? Congratulations. We're super excited where the taste is explosive.
Yeah, I'm happy to be working there.
You want to have fun? Robert, say fireworks pizza.
Fireworks pizza.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun? Rob sent me the menu, and I'm looking at the website of the new place that you're working at. And the website is just phenomenal. The whole place. Is the pizza as good as it looks? It looks phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. It's like the best pizza in Leesburg, in my opinion. It's really good.
Oh, that is
the
awesome.
Thebomb.com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have to be careful with that super hot oven? Is that scary to work around?
So I don't really have to work around it because I'm just a busboy. So, like, I just run food, like, on occasion.
So you don't have to get your hands near the oven at all?
Not really. Yeah, I never go in the kitchen.
Anybody get burned ever? You know, you ever hear a scream coming out of the oven? I mean, not the oven.
Not yet.
The pizza. The kitchen.
Does anybody ever drop a pizza?
No. Well, I'm sure they have. I haven't seen it happen yet.
So how do you like it? Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah, it's a pretty easy job. I haven't had to work like a bad dinner rush or anything yet. So,
okay. So you know the food.
So I mean,
you've been
so
around
far.
It. You've been around.
Ask him about his dish carrying skills.
Oh yeah, I can carry like four plates on my arm.
Yeah, you can.
Is that a trained thing where they? Because I've always admired servers
posture.
That can do that. Where you're walking out of the kitchen and you've got four dishes on
core
your arm.
Core strength.
What's the key to it, Robert? What's the key to doing it?
If you like get your thumb like and then you wrap it around like the plate and then I don't know, you can like it makes your wrist really flat. So then you can put a plate there and then it's like
it's just
like
a table. Like,
really balanced. Yeah.
Then you center it.
Oh,
you center
wow.
Your
I never
forearm,
thought about
right?
that. That makes sense.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
What's a free food situation? If you don't mind, Mike, I'm sorry.
I don't get free food, but I do get 50% off, which is still good. And then I also get 25% off like everything in that area of downtown.
In the mall.
Oh, yeah. Really?
So that's
in
really
the Tuscarora
good.
Shopping Center.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's the coolest store in the Tuscarora Shopping Center, as far as you're concerned?
I like this place called South Street. They have like really good breakfast stuff. And they have like a good bacon, egg, and cheese that I like.
Sweet.
And are there any babes working at Fireworks? Can you say it again? What's the name of the restaurant you're working at?
Fireworks.
Are there any sweet babes working at the Fireworks Pizza?
I haven't seen any yet because I've only worked one shift, but I'd imagine.
Oh, okay. All right. So I don't expect you to know the lay of the land quite yet.
Hey, Robert III, I'm sure you know this, but all you have to do is ignore them and they'll come to you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're just look the other cool. way. You'll have no problem with that.
No worries.
How tall are you now, Robert?
6'3". Like 6'4".
And remember, when they say that they can't get pregnant, they're lying to you.
That's wonderful. That's okay. That's quite enough. You can go back to bed now. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Thanks for joining. Hey, that was really sweet of you to come all the way downstairs and join us. We appreciate
thanks,
that.
Man.
Thank you.
Appreciate
You're a good man. You're a good young man. Back to bed.
I feel like it was a good opportunity to give some fatherly advice, Mike.
Come here. Here's a dollar. Buy yourself a Snickers bar.
That's so great.
Bribed his kid to go down.
So great.
You sure he was yours?
No.
He looks, he's an awfully good looking kid.
Well, you know, Carrie brings a lot to the puzzle.
Yeah.
I feel like he's like the next cast member on Teen Mom on MTV.
Yeah.
I don't like that comment. Don't care for it.
Teen Mom. It's a second pregnancy reference that Oscar had.
Give some sage advice. Right,
he is so going back to bed, though. Yeah. Great.
I could do that at his age easily.
I bap, 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 bap. No answer. Open the door. I said, put a shirt on. Come down. I have some questions for you about pizza. He says, oh, no, yeah, about pizza. I said, come on down.
We have the Colburns coming in this evening and my daughter coming in tomorrow. That's why I will be taking the rest of the week. I appreciate you guys covering for
our
me.
Our pleasure.
That's very sweet of you
to do
that.
No problem.
I will tell you this. So we have moved my son into the marital bed. And it is, I just have resigned myself to the fact that I will not get any significant sleep. Carla said, now he's fine sometimes by making a little sleeping bag set up on the floor and just being in our bedroom, but that seems to have not happened. So this morning,
is it a physical imposition on you? Is it a social imposition?
It is a heel from a growing 7-year-old, soon to be 7-year-old, in the bean bag where his feet normally go. But it's also turn, and then at 6:15 this morning. Because apparently I woke up at 4:30, 5:30. At 6:15, I hear, yeah. And it's the crated Boston Terrier, Winslow.
Winslow, yeah.
And then Michael is told by my wife to take Winslow out first thing. And then when Winslow comes back in, because he pooped and peed, he can get on the bed then. And she gives him one of these bully sticks that is this leather thing. And he is attacking it with such vigor that it's
disgusting.
Shaking the bed.
It's
shaking the bed. So right now, I have my wife, my son, and a Boston Terrier. Frankie, the Chihuahua, is down on the second level of the house, chilling. Doesn't want to have anything, and brilliantly so. Doesn't want to have anything to do with
it. He's not there for that
Caravelle. Yeah, you wish you were down there with him.
What about
sleeping on the couch? Are you a couch guy? I love being a couch guy.
No, I know, because unfortunately, when I sleep, I require medical assistance.
Oh, that's right.
That's my pre-existing
condition. Can she sleep on the couch?
Mask. Huh? Well, you know, I haven't showed you my mask in a long time.
Can she sleep on the couch?
Can she sleep on the couch? I'd like to see them both sleep on the couch. My son and my wife.
And the dog. And the bully stick.
I'm sure they could fit on a couch. They're both skinny.
Yeah, you know what they need? Pull-out couch. Hide-a-bed, as they used to call it.
I sleep on my couch at times better than I ever would on my bed.
Well, I think a couch is more designed for napping. I have a hard time going through the night on a couch, but man, if you just want to grab a nap, that's the way to go.
I can't nap on a couch.
Well, you're not a napper, really, are you?
Yeah, I wish I was a napper.
You know who is a napper? My wife. Great napper. Great napper.
Can she nap on the couch?
Oh, she can nap while she's driving on 495. While she's driving.
Oh, nice.
Hey, that looks terrific.
Dr. Lecter.
You know what?
This looks like a...
Have your lamb stopped crying, Clarice?
Which is great, is it covers your nose and your mouth, and even though there's a hole out front, that would be an ideal mask for most Florida residents to go out in public with the huge hole in it.
Hi, everybody.
It gives you sort of a duck-like appearance.
Yeah, that looks like a low-profile mask compared to your old one.
Hi, everybody.
Little Michael must be terrified. Jesus Christ.
No. He comes in there.
And Winslow doesn't growl at you when you put that on?
No, Winslow's a puppy. Everything's a toy. So I have to get it away from him because he'll chew the crap out of it. That's the way he rolls. Let me turn this website off because I am staring at those pizza pies.
Is that a low-profile mask compared to your old mask?
No, it's about the same. So it's what's called a full face.
Okay.
And
full what?
Hold on. My God, that's blood. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, right. No, the droplets.
I'm sorry. That's a whole hand.
I think everybody goes through this, but yesterday I was out in public, like in a public area, because I went on a run, shockingly enough. And
yeah, good for you.
I had my mask.
Good day for it.
Had my mask, and I have allergies, just like Rob does. And Rob's known this for years since we worked in the same room. And I want to cough.
You can't.
The pain it is to stifle a sneeze or cough in public because you don't want to be patient zero.
Yeah, get the bad looks.
It is so embarrassing and painful. Yeah, and
Carla sneezed in the grocery store the other day. Ow. Stop it. Stop it.
Yes.
What are you doing?
You know it'd be a fun gag when the Colburns get there today at dinner tonight. Just turn to Carla and say, did you put any salt in this food? I'm not tasting it.
COVID shtick. COVID
shtick. If you don't laugh, you cry.
If you don't laugh, you cry. And I am really, if you're asking me what kept me up last night, it was dumb people. Dumb people were just dumb people. You know, it's just, I don't know. I'll never have a question.
I had a thought.
So, because people are trying to parse out the numbers, and I've seen some people, even on our own page, and I don't mean to be rude or disrespectful to them, and I'm not going to be.
I got no problem with that.
Yeah, they're saying if, like, what if people are being counted twice and yada, all this stuff, right? I didn't write this because I was like, I don't want to deal with this. But I will say this here. I believe I don't think people are being counted twice in the majority of the country. And even if people are being counted twice, 2 points. If they're being counted twice, the number's still so massive. We're in the middle of a surge, regardless of
if you cut it in half, it's still bad. Right.
And then let me add this. Because we're working here at Podcast Village with some major hospital systems on a different project.
Right.
And we had engaged prior to COVID-19, and some of those contracts have been put on hold and pushed back, just as a business, like any other business, being affected through this pandemic. Hospitals and your healthcare providers aren't rooting for this virus. Like, oh my God, look at the numbers as emergencies. They're just not rooting for it. And I'll tell you why, just so you know the economics behind this. When there's a surge like this across the country, people get scared to go to the hospital just for the routine, non-life-threatening procedures.
Right.
Those are the procedures that make the hospital money.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Emergency pandemics lose a hospital money.
Right.
So the logic that the hospitals or big pharma or big hospitals going after this because they need the revenue. No, they're losing billions.
How much? Here's a theory, and we'll move by. I swear to God,
just a theory.
I didn't want to. How much of this on the side of the people who are saying this is inflated or it's not legit? How much of this do you think could possibly be attributed to our hyper-competitive nature, where it's their team and it's damaging their team and they are so obsessed with their team winning that they want to say that this disease is manufactured, that there are people rooting for this disease because they want their team to lose? For those of you that feel that way, stop it.
I'll tell you this.
It doesn't apply. It applies to a lot of things.
If I had to choose right now, this is me. I can't speak for the guys, and I don't expect them to agree with me. If you came to me and said, Oscar, There's going to be another four years of President Donald Trump.
Yes.
I'm going, but today we're going to wipe out the COVID-19 pandemic. Like, it's going to be gone today.
Right. That's your trade.
All day. I'll make that trade all day.
All right. And you know what? Day. I'm going to surprise you.
All day.
Because if somebody said to me, you can wipe out the entire thing by voting. I do it.
Yeah. Just.
Well, Mike, I've got okay good news for you.
Yes.
If you vote for him, it goes. No, I'm kidding. It's not really going to happen.
No.
So you don't have to you don't have to pull that lever.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, this is never, at least for me, it's never been about the politics. You know that. This is about, it's a public health emergency.
Yes.
I would love to be in the position where I had to eat my words. And this is a good guy. Look what he's done. He aced it.
Oh,
he killed it.
Baby Jesus, please.
He killed it, but it's not going to happen.
It's not happening.
No, the thing he killed is not the virus.
And then you're vilifying the one guy, the public servant, public health servant.
Right.
You're like, oh, God.
All that matters for a lot of people is it's their team. And they're misguided. They're misguided when they're looking at those of us that feel differently, saying, You're manufacturing numbers. No. You don't have to do that. Just put it in your mind. 135,000 people. That's all you have to do.
When did it sort of turn that there always had to be two sides and there was never a reasonable middle? Was it the 80s?
When Nixon was elected. Mm. Thank you very much.
Okay, very good. He's good. Yeah. Looks like Ed Sullivan. Elected.
Thank you. That's it.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We're going to show the studio audience and the folks at home. We're going to tell them what the current temperature is in New York City. Alan, what is it?
The current temperature is 92 degrees.
Hansel, so hot right now. Hansel.
Here I am. Am I here? You know it. You know. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy doing the nasty to your ears. Your ears to the nasty. I have today's forecast for you. Hot.
Okay, I'll tell you, it was really hot today. So hot today, I saw a robin dipping his worm in Nest tea.
Isn't it just lousy hot today? Here's how hot it is. Oh. I get on the subway this morning and I saw a rat eating a Dove bar. It's that hot.
Really? It was so hot today, I saw a pigeon walking in the shadow of Orson Welles.
What's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot of this is my short, I can cook things in it. Little crash pot cooking.
It's called the HeatBot 3000, a robot that only tells heat-related jokes. Let's get HeatBot 3000 out here.
It is HeatBot. So hot. Ice Cube changed his name to Puddle. Zing.
It was so hot today that Burger King was singing, if you want it your way, cook it yourself.
It is so hot, Bill Clinton slept with Hillary just to cool off.
You know.
Only in New York is a sure sign of summer. I was walking on my lunch hour through Central Park. My hand to God, this is a true story. It's so hot and sunny outside, I saw a squirrel rubbing sunblock on his nuts.
It is so hot, I begged RuPaul to throw me some shade. Bingo.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, it's so hot, Kanye West stepped out of the spotlight. Can I get an amen?
Okay, I think.
And that's how we play. Hot enough for you?
Hot enough for you. Sullivan Spoonful.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Hot!
Hot! 18 straight days of 90-plus temps in D.C., Mike.
Really?
Yep,
and
going for the record.
You said to me, why? How can you move to Florida? It's so hot down there.
I bet it's hotter down there.
Yeah, well, maybe a little bit, but not much in the summertime.
Yep.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you? We're for the Podcast Village Studios at our nation's capital and Antelope, California, Hyattsville, Maryland, Downington, Pennsylvania, Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, I read the cities from last week. I'm sorry. I won't make that mistake.
They all run together, man.
They do.
They're all great cities,
that.
Though.
Wherever you are, we love you. Our show today brought to you by Homedics UV Clean. Now more than ever, it's important to keep items like your phone clean, because if your phone isn't clean, your hands won't be clean either. We're all very conscious of germs, and Homedics UV Clean phone sanitizer is something you need. It's a portable pouch that cleans your phone instantly with UV light. It kills up to 99.9% of bacteria and viruses at the DNA level using no harmful chemicals or liquids. It sanitizes and disinfects both sides of your phone 10 times faster than other products on the market. You can put your glasses in there. You can put your keys in there. It does it in only 60 seconds, perfect for the busy person, plus your choice of cool colors. It's not just for your phone. Credit card, pens,
anything.
Even your computer mouse. Mm-hmm. Put it all in there. Mm-hmm. Pacifier, lipstick. I love this product. You can use it wherever you go. Everyone at TMOS loves it. It's really sleek. It's very space age.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I started with this accent,
too,
but I did. You're going to love yours. Oscar's been using it for months. Even with overwhelming demand for UV Clean, Mike O'Mara Show listeners can get free shipping plus $20 off a future Homedics purchase. Just head to getuvclean.com and use promo code TMOS. That's GETUVCLEAN.com and use promo code TMOS. Don't forget, every time you wash your hands, you need to clean your phone, too. GetUVClean.com.
Have one in the car, have one in the office. Nice peace of mind. Throw it in for the 30 seconds each side. Good to go. Good to go. Good to go.
What? I'm sorry? Oh, they're in my pocket.
Oh, he's got a request on in Maine.
Why don't you come in and say hi?
Is it Keys or the wallet this time?
Okay.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Hi,
Tuesday. I am not happy with Mike.
Why?
I am.
Well, because first of all, he has the key to the car in his pocket. We do have a place where this is supposed to go.
Ooh, naughty, naughty.
He has not been out.
Naughty, naughty.
Since yesterday.
Yes.
So it should be hanging up.
Correct.
Don't you think it might be nice occasionally it might be nice occasionally for you to reach into his pocket and get the key. You know, help him out a little bit.
That happened about 7 years ago. I hit the lottery with you. I love you. I hit the lottery with you. I love you. Carla, I love you very much. Yes, I do. I love you. Love you, Carla. Yes, I do. Sometimes I don't really know why I love you, but I love you anyway.
Oh,
even when you hate me. Even when you hate me, I love you too.
Look, that was really nice and all, but I'm still going to keep on, okay?
Yes, you got coffee breath.
Yeah, I've been drinking a lot of coffee.
Yeah. It's May. Yeah. You got to keep warm.
Enjoy fasting till 2 p.m. today.
That's going to be
brutal.
So
the question is this, okay? We're out in the middle of nowhere, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
He freaking keeps locking the car door. There is no reason for this car door
to be locked. Oh, no. You're from away. And once people see you're from away, they could track you home and then steal your car.
Yeah, that is a smart man.
Mm-hmm. He's also afraid that Michael might get out.
Also, they see the Florida tags. They're like, oh, those dummies don't lock their doors.
That's right.
I disagree. Stop locking the door.
All right. Love you. Bye. Good
Bye.
Have a good one. Yeah, Mike, I'm always scared rolling into any part of town with outside tags and always feeling like it's a movie.
I'll be honest with you. Ask me what area of the country, Florida or Maine, I've experienced theft.
Which area, Mike?
Multiple up here.
Maine.
Yeah. Up here, multiples.
Oh, people think just because you're not living there, they can steal from you.
it's about house... Home break-ins, stuff at docks been taken.
Oh my God, forget
regularly.
About it. Yes,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, somebody stole one ore.
That's right. I remember
people
that.
People rip stuff off. You know,
kids,
European
teenagers.
Americans like to steal from people.
My poor neighbor. He's so sweet. He's a little older. I walked by his car and I saw that he had left his indoor, like his cabin light on. So I knock on his door and I said, hey, your car's on. He's like, huh? Walks outside. He had left his door unlocked and a bunch of teenagers got in there and just like rifled through all his junk. And that's why the door was open.
Yeah. We used to not lock in our garage, in our driveway. And a couple years ago, luckily there was nothing to steal in my garbage car. You know what they took? My manual. They took the manual to the Tahoe. They stole the manual.
That would piss me off.
I said, what? But anyway, yeah, so we lock up.
All right, we have to start, and this will carry into the next break as well, I'm sure, or maybe it won't. I don't know. So the big controversy in our nation's capital, the name change from...
Oh, Mike, it might be the last time I get to play this jingle. This jingle.
Go Skins!
Rob.
There it is. Yeah,
it is big news. Now, is it news in Florida as well?
Well, it's
national.
You know, it's
news.
The national news.
Yes,
but
it's on SportsCenter.
Here's the point that I'd like to say to the fans of the Burgundy and Gold.
Mm-hmm.
And please turn it off. Please. I hated it anyway when they were around. Hail,
Daddy Wilkinson.
It was just here. It is. I am not a Redskins fan. People know that. I'm a New York Giants fan. Mm-hmm. I was raised up in Connecticut rooting for the Giants because my father spent a lot of time in New York and rooted for the Giants. So that's it. That's the long journey. That's how a lot of people become sports fans. Their dad picks a team for them, and that's the way it goes. Let me just say this about the Redskins' name. There was a discussion going on about the changing of the name. And he said, do you think that the Blackhawks, the Braves, the Indians will change their name? Here is the difference, all right? The biggest difference, thing that separates this team in Washington for decades from the other teams with these names. This name was a derogatory, insulting name for Native Americans.
A lot of people are being educated on that now, to be fair.
A lot of people didn't process, well, what about the Cleveland Indians? What about the Chicago? The Chicago Blackhawks, Blackhawk Indians are a tribe of Indians.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Native Americans, I should say, but the Redskins was the derogatory. You know, you're going to go. It has a tremendous stigma attached to it, and so this is not anything. This has just happened because of what is happening in society right now. But the time for this was a long time ago, so they're doing it. And they're
the time
like
for
DC
it
does
it. Is, well, first of all, I'd like to read a quote, if I may, from May 9th, 2013.
Please.
This comes from USA Today. Quote, we will never change the name of the team. As a lifelong fan, and I think that the fans understand the great tradition and what it's about and what it means, so we feel pretty fortunate to just be working on next season. We'll never change the name. It's that simple. Never. No. You can use caps. That was from Daniel Snyder, 2013.
Daniel Snyder. Well, it's, you never say never. You've heard that expression, nothing truer. Here we are now with the team, and apparently they have decided on a name, and they just haven't announced it yet. And apparently Rob had a great fact, Oscar, before the show when we were chatting about tell Oscar what's gone down with the team not making an announcement today, which would be perfect right before the weekend. Everybody could buy merchandise.
Well,
and all
they
that
should
kind
have
stuff.
Done it when they made the announcement. Well, what they did is over the weekend, they made an announcement that they were going to make an announcement.
Yeah.
Right. Well, as of July 12th, it turns out there is, I believe, a real estate guy in Alexandria, Virginia. His name is Martin McCauley, and he has trademarked about 15 names that they probably would choose, and he did it back in 2015. And he's been sitting on the whole time. This is a quote from 2015. He says, I can see into the future on this issue. Now, when I look into the future, I don't see a name change for 10 years, but then in 10 years, I kind of see it changing to the Warriors. And if not the Warriors, then the Americans. So he trademarked Warriors, Americans, and I think 10 other names. So he owns them right now. So the reason people are theorizing they can't announce the new name is because they don't own it yet.
What are the 10 other names?
He has trademarked the Americans, the Bravehearts, the Federals, the Forces, the Founders, Gladiators, Monuments, Natives, Pandas, Pigskins, Red-Tailed Hawks, Renegades, Sharks, Veterans, and the Tribe. He spent about $20,000 to get all
what
those names.
What a smart man.
Very smart. Very
really
smart.
Called and, a shot. Damn.
Other so, names, the Red-Tails were snagged up by another guy on July 7th.
Are the Red Tails the elite air unit that was the Tuskegee airmen, the African-American airmen that were there? I have mixed feelings about that particular move. I realize that the time might be right.
What about Warriors?
But the Warriors is kind of straight ahead, and you're removing that.
Is it okay with the overlap of the basketball team?
Who cares? They're on the other coast.
The Wizards?
No. The Golden State Warriors.
No, it's a winning tradition. Buy into it.
No, they're Warriors.
NBA, you can have multiple different teams.
All right, San Francisco Giants, New York Giants, yeah. Rob. That happens. See, that's your lack of sports.
Well, right just, you know what,
games?
Asking a question.
Asking for a friend.
The only stupid question is the question not asked.
That's true.
Rob got into it with a Facebook fan last night.
He did.
Talking about, he was waiting. He was complaining that Joe Gibbs hadn't weighed in, and he wasn't sure what to do.
Rob told him his name.
Priorities were out of whack.
I don't because I blocked him. I can't even bring it back up. I said, if you really need to know what an ex-coach thinks before you can decide whether or not something is racist, your priorities are out of whack. It's not calculus. It's not hard. Make a decision. He was waiting for Joe Gibbs' opinion to know whether or not he continued to be a fan of Washington football.
It is the best time this could ever have happened for the team because they need a fresh start. They have a losing tradition at the moment. Let's move on.
And by the way, you get a lot of people that are nostalgic for the name.
Of course, you get that, but
things change.
Look,
shut up. And by the way, these people that are making a big deal of it.
I heard.
Well, they would have done it sooner, Mike, but they were all hanging around the statues in Richmond.
No, I don't. I think it's a leap to call them racist. The people that have these deep rooted feelings for that team.
Well, how about racially insensitive?
Correct.
Maybe
a lot of people being educated, maybe a little ignorant.
No, I agree. I mean, racist, and it's you don't get it. You don't get it. This is just, you don't get that this probably has struck a nerve. Not with your circle of friends,
It changed when Daniel Snyder, he didn't fall to political pressure. This is corporate pressure. And a lot of people don't realize that he doesn't own the entire team. Jerry Jones owns 100% of the Dallas Cowboys, so he can do whatever the F he wants.
But Daniel Snyder
does not own 100% of the team. And when FedEx came calling and said, hey, you're going to have to do something about this name, one of the FedEx executives... They own a part of the team as well. Like, there's multiple owners in this group. Like, he's a majority owner, but there are multiple owners. Right. So when it starts affecting your bottom line, you got to move the meter. You got to move.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to dive in because we're good at it. And get your name hats on because, there are some names floating around out there. But I think we can bring some creativity to it. Perhaps some unique perspective.
I love it.
I've got some strong thoughts on it. We'll talk about the new name for the Washington franchise. They were the Washington Redskins.
Were.
What are they going to be? They're going to be something new, I think, on Monday. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
For your consideration...
Brie, American, Gouda, mild cheddar, camembert, provolone, baby bell, parmesan, mascarpone, burrata, feta, ricotta, Gruyere, Asiago, gorgonzola, Havarti, Monterey Jack, Stilton, Swiss, Fontina, Pecorino Romano, and Buffalo mozzarella.
She didn't name all of the cheeses, but she named enough of the cheeses. She's Madeline Masiello, the queen of cheese, only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And she like the cheese products, and she like go home to Buffalo. And then she come back to work, and she give everybody kind of a half a smile.
Not even half.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Let's talk about your mortgage rate. If you currently have 3.25% or higher, you need to call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. Well, all right. I think I have to do that.
Yeah, maybe. Do it.
Look how low they are now.
You need to do it today. Right now, 90% of homeowners have rates higher than the average going interest rate. So it's below that.
Yes,
Cornerstone First Financial's rates are so low that they've actually become a disruption in the industry because their rate service and programs are unparalleled. This is the truth, folks. Refinance time. You act quickly. Their low rate guarantee and the fact that they are both a lender and a broker allows them to have the flexibility to approve loans that big banks can't. Interest rates on the 30-year fixed have fallen into the twos for the first time ever.
Wow. Unprecedented.
You need to call Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial right now. I'm ready to leave the show and call him.
Mike, you got to finish the show.
I just got a mortgage. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Think of this. At this level, you'll likely never need to refinance again. So do yourself a favor and call the loan professionals for the lowest rates, whether it's a purchased or a refi. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. And that is the most aggressive commercial they have ever run on this show, which means it's good for you. And I got a mortgage from them. I know that they are square shooters. That's the way to do it. All right. So on to the new name of the team. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
From Yahoo News, I have the most recent survey of what people think the name should be.
Ooh, the people.
Right now, 20% are others. So we throw 20% out. 3% say the Washington.
By the way, okay, other is not people say, I don't know. That's people that actually have a unique name.
Right. 3% say the Senators. Okay.
And well, if the Senate was doing a better job, maybe.
But see, that bothers me because that bothers me because that's what the name of the baseball team should have been.
Yeah,
I was a traditionalist.
Yeah, but who remembers that?
But I mean, I was a. Well, stop it.
Just kidding.
I mean, stop it. Shut up.
Nobody ever walks around saying, "I wish it was still the Washington Senators." They're the Nationals. They're world champions. Let it go.
Yeah, well, you're right. I should move on. But I mean, it was just my opinion at the time that I'm talking to. And by the way, they're world champions. That's the DC attitude right there. Yeah, they win a championship.
Why don't you go trademark erase, world championship, Oscar?
Erase the past. Erase the past. Congratulations on the Nationals. One of the all-time worst names.
It's bland.
I have ever. It's bland. So,
better than the Wizards.
Better than the Wizards. Two of the great misnamed teams.
I'd rather have the Bullets.
I would much rather have the Bullets. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't think of it in terms of that. I thought you had a speeding bullet.
Yeah.
There are still bullets out there. But anyway, Bullets and Nationals.
They blew it by not naming the NBA team the Dragons because they were in the middle of Chinatown right there in Washington, D.C.
The Dragons would have been cool.
Dragons would have been great. That's what they should have gone with.
I think they, but see, with the basketball team, I'm trying to think what I wanted the basketball team to be. I didn't want them to change the name. I was insensitive at the time. I like the Bullets, the Washington Bullets that were the Baltimore Bullets. Go ahead. What's the next name?
All right,
go ahead.
At 6%, the Washington Generals.
Here's why I don't like the Washington Generals. Because the Harlem Globetrotters used to play the New Jersey Generals.
You guys.
And the perennial loser Generals.
Yeah.
That was the team.
That could be
That could be a curse. And wasn't there a USFL team called the Generals, too?
Likely. I mean,
I think there
may
have been.
Nice pull.
Go ahead. Thank you very much.
At 8%, we have the Washington Redhawks. 8% of people say we should be the Washington Redhawks, or they should be. Why I say we? I'm not a fan.
Well, what is I know there's a red-tailed hawk.
Right. Well, that's funny you should say that because 28% say the Red Tails.
And that's the airman, right? That's the airman. Okay, here's where I don't the connection. Now, first of all, you've got
that's leading right now. 28% Red Tails is leading right now.
Polls. That is I think in due in large part perhaps to the large African American population in D.C. and it would honor an elite fighting force. But here's where the disconnect is for me. I think you're honoring the connection would be Alabama, right? The Tuskegee Airmen. That's where they were based out of. So I have a little disconnect with that one.
They wanted, I think they have floated out, and they do this, big organizations like the Redskins, they float out ideas to see how people react. They said they wanted to honor either government or military or both. So if it honors the military, I think you can get away from the regionality of it, knowing that it's honoring the military. I think that's what they're shooting for. A close second, 23%, the Washington Warriors.
I like the Warriors.
I've been a fan of the Warriors because I think it kind of segues from the team that they had. And Warriors is a regular name for a team. Yeah. But it is kind of boring as well. Is that it?
I saved my favorite for last. 12%. Okay. And a former Redskin from the late 90s, John Jansen, is in favor of this one. And actually is doing some interviews honoring it. He say, call them the Washington Hogs.
Like after the linemen that they had?
Yes, exactly. Can you imagine the merchandising?
That's the dumbest one so far.
That's why I saved it for last. That's what's leading right. Oh, it's horrible. How could you merchandise it?
Listen to this. What are we most famous for in the nation's capital? The Washington gridlock.
Oh, that'd be great. That's great. I like it.
Washington gridlock. But the logo would be tough.
It would just be like it would be a person sitting in a car like this. Yeah, that's my number one. Yeah,
how about I say we honor the culture of our city and call ourselves the Washington Half Smokes.
From Ben's Chili Bowl.
Exactly. It is the regional food of Washington, D.C.
Touchdown, half smokes. Wow.
You can make anything sound like it should be.
How about this? The Washington Pelosi's.
Oh, I like that. That'd be
good. No?
No, it's a partisan. No, it's a partisan, yeah. Partisan stuff.
You could pick a famous president, right? Sure. The Washington Lincolns.
Or the Fillmores.
I thought the Monuments was
Millard,
in the...
It's always Millard
Fillmore. Is the Monuments not in the running?
Monuments is in the running, I think, but it's I think that's under other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to make the big announcement. I heard that Red Tails was,
Red Tails,
was leading.
That's a, generals. I whatever they do, I think it is... It's high time that that's done. I think it's a great moment for the team overall to do this because... Like, what do they have to lose at this point? Like, it's all new merchandise.
Terrible it's teams. It's all new. Maybe this will turn
the title turn.
Mm-hmm. The Washington Infrastructures.
No.
The
no,
Washington
no,
no. Cobblestones.
No.
The Washington Traffic.
No.
I like the Washington Traffic. How about, you know, I like teams like the Utah Jazz that are not plural. It's just like a standard thing, like the Utah Jazz. How about the Washington Humid?
What about the Districts?
The Districts? The
How about DC the Entitled? Districts. The Washington Entitled.
I love that. That's great.
Of course you would. It won't happen. What are you voting for, seriously, on the name? What do you think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be Warriors.
Oscar?
I hope it's Warriors. I really
I want it to be Warriors, but I read, and that's why it's coloring my, pardon the pun, coloring.
It's all about color.
Red Tails is what I hear it's going to be. It's going to be the Red Tails. So I don't know, but
I don't know if that really it rolls off my tongue. Like I'm not go Red Tails. Like
they'll call it Tails. They'll say go Tails. Go Tails.
Well, sounds like
I think
a kid's
if you
want to
honor somebody in government, it could be the Washington
Red
Bears.
Tails, I get what it's for, but is everybody
going to know? I just think Washington Berries. I think there'd be a smiling mayor for life. Was there any mayor that was ever a bigger fan than Mayor Marion Barry?
I would love to ask Mayor Barry if he was around. I would ask him, you know, there's a big push, and Mayor Bowser wants to get the stadium back in D.C. The team should be playing in D.C.
I totally agree with that.
Now, Mayor Barry would love them to build in Ward 8, I know.
Ward 8? Yeah, Ward 8. Ward 8. The Washington Touchdown Berries. There you go.
I don't mind that.
We've run that under
berries.
Thank you. Yes, the berries.
And that also sounds like a great breakfast cereal. Touchdown berries.
Touchdown berry. Oh, it's a touchdown berry and name berry. I don't care what the name is. I like football.
Lick the doorknob.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun on the Mike Gomera Show, everybody.
If you'd like to learn more about the Mike Gomera Show, the Library of Congress recommends these books. Men Are from Mars, Women Are from a Place Where I Break Your Computer and Sunglasses, The Very Hungry Spiewak, and Working from Home Beats Driving at Night. These and many interesting books aren't found in your local library. But if you'd like to read more, shop Walmart and Target through the TMOS Shopping Center and share your favorites at the TMOS Fans Book Club and Recommendations page on Facebook. We'll be happy to help you read more about it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Jim Amato. And welcome back to the Mike Gomera Show. This segment of the program brought to you by the TMOS Patron Society. Times are tough and we need your help. Here's how. The TMOS Patron Society. Simply put, we are asking you to lend a hand. We need you to go to MikeGomeraShow.com, click on the Patron Society banner, and make a pledge to TMOS. One, five, $10 a week or any amount. It's up to you. TMOS needs you, and you can make a difference. Your support is a testament to the fact that you want this show to stick around. So do we.
Yes.
Because if you're there for us, we'll be here for you. If you can contribute, please do. Your support means the world to us now more than ever. We appreciate you and we thank you. Oscar Santana sometimes confuses me.
Santana, what an asshole.
Why would you say that? Horrible word. Washington a-holes.
Yesterday, right after somewhere mid-afternoon, like right around 1 o'clock.
I said it before the show.
You said it before the
yes.
what? Before what?
Before our show yesterday.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So you wanted me to talk about it on the show,
too. Yeah, I just figured you had no interest, so you didn't talk about it, but it's okay.
No, I missed it. I missed it. I didn't get it until after the show.
Also, in Maine, it's squirrely to send you texts. You might get it like 3 days later.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Is absolutely true. But
if you really want to get to Mike in Maine, the best thing to do is take out an ad in the paper.
So, Oscar, but it's same. It kind of fits in the same category.
Correct.
You wanted me, you said, tonight at 8 p.m., the new Ford Bronco is unveiled to the world.
Okay. It's a little better now that I know you wanted it for a talking point on the show.
Yes.
Right.
But I still get back to, what is that sound?
Talk about it.
What is that?
And paint paintings of it. And sing songs about how we're destined to be it.
Mm.
We seem to spend every waking hour in places that keep us away from it. So to get back to the wild,
we need
something built for it.
Okay, so...
Just like watching OJ
just for some
again.
Background, there has been, and really this stems on...
We're talking about the Ford Bronco.
This goes back 10, 12 years, back to like the... Before we even worked together, Mike, on Big O and Dukes, we have had rumors, and we've talked about rumors about this new Ford Bronco coming out, so much so that it became a laugh, like kind of like a laughing, I would say, touch point on the show. And I really never thought it would come out because every year it'd be like new images of the Ford Bronco was clickbait. You know this,
right.
You know my clickbait. Every time I was like, let me see this.
Okay.
So they show
and
you.
And for people that are attached to that car, they get excited about it.
And as a younger man, the Ford Bronco was something that was almost, because I started driving in 1996, 95?
I remember.
That was almost in our, so you get the Bronco 2, if you were lucky, a friend would get one of those, or parents would buy him one. It was just, it was out of my personal reach. My parents would give me hand-me-downs from whatever they were driving.
It was the first brand new car that my father ever bought, was a 1976 Candy Apple Red Bronco, and it was a cool car.
And if you wanted to buy, in today's dollars, a Bronco that's been restored, it easily goes into the $60,000-$70,000. I remember when I was looking at the Scout Internationals.
A classic.
Like 7 years ago, I was like, I would love a Scout to restore
it. Oh, the Scout was a great, it was built by International Harvester.
Then I realized I had no skills, appreciable skills to restore anything, so I stopped looking at that dream. So when
Did you build yours yet, your new one?
No. Right. I even went even further. I saw this commercial. I was moved so quickly. And this is where people get completely effed. I had the Country Music Awards on yesterday, and I'm not a country fan. And Shannon comes in and says, what are you doing? I said, the Bronco ad's coming out at 8 p.m. in the 8 o'clock hour. She goes, what? You're sitting here for a commercial and watching country music? I said, that's not so bad. Look at these ladies singing. They're easy on the eyes. And
Did Luke win anything?
I wasn't paying attention to Luke. And then I said,
I want to say thank you.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Shannon walks in to the living room, our little living room. She goes, what? She goes, look, they made a music video about the Bronco. And she said, the guy's running with his shirt off. Like, they're not even showing the car. I like that. And I was like, no. No, this is leading up to showing the car. At the end of this long music video that didn't show enough car for me, they say, reserve your Ford Bronco now. So I, living in the world of FOMO, say, oh, what's it going to cost to reserve a car? $100? It's $100. $100
reserve your car.
You don't have to pay for it.
So you do want it in your garage.
You don't have to pay for it, Mike, till end of 2021 when the thing comes out. So I go on. And this mother effing site is frozen. It's frozen. Mike, are you calling us? Well, just timing's everything. Let me tell you.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm on the show. You're on the show right now. Oh, how are you?
I had a point.
Oh my gosh.
Hi.
I was just calling to say thank you for the lovely card.
You can't hear the guys, but can I call you right back, my love?
Sure.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, I just got your card from the post office.
Oh, thank
That's
you
so
very
sweet.
Much. Her birthday was 2 days ago.
Happy birthday!
Everybody says happy birthday, Elizabeth. Are you enjoying?
Are you
enjoying your new Ford Bronco?
Yes, it's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
She plays along.
I love you, Elizabeth. I'll call you right after the show.
I love you too.
All right, bye, sweetie.
Okay.
That's my daughter. I'm sorry, I had to take that.
No, I understand.
But
it's
cool. So, did you put the deposit down?
Mike, the Ford site, don't buy American people. It was frozen. Frozen for an hour.
Oh, it crashed.
Oh, because America is so excited to send Ford $100 that they can't handle it. $100 that is going to get them nothing.
I wasn't.
Do they get it back? Do they get it back if you don't buy the car?
How about this? Oh yeah, you can cancel anytime. Trust me, I looked at that. So I log in at 8:45 like a Rube. I'm like, oh, this might work.
Ah.
So then I go in and I log on again. Timed out. Nothing.
So the site is just a disaster.
I said, if you can't get your effing website to work in 2020 in the middle of a pandemic when everybody's working off the web, I can't do business with you.
You know though, Oscar? You might want to keep trying because I found out that if you do put in that $100 deposit, they deduct that $100 when the radiator goes bad.
I don't even need a car. I was probably going to cancel. I just wanted to say I had a reservation.
Yeah, but after the show, I did text you. I said, is that something you want in your garage?
I didn't want it.
You said, LOL, no, but you weren't telling the truth. No, you would like
until
to have
I
that
saw
in
the
garage.
Commercial, Mike, there is a version of the Bronco where the doors come off and the roof comes off. And
if
it
you
looks
want it.
Like sex.
Well, it's Oscar, that happens with a lot of Ford. But it's not really a feature. The doors just come off.
But it's your kind of vehicle.
Yeah, like, it is. It's exactly.
I would get back to my whole reason of doing this segment, the answer is yes. This is something you want.
But this is what I didn't see, and I'm glad I didn't put a deposit down.
Yeah, me too.
Because if you really want it like specced out and tricked out to make it look like the commercial and what the website is, and Mike, please, I implore you just quickly to look at Ford.com and look at the actual Bronco and what it looks like. Not from what the pictures I sent you in the article. This is what it
looks
really
like.
Looks like
a RAV4.
How dare you?
Sorry, but
that's blasphemy. A RAV4?
Yeah.
A RAV4 screams like, I would say that's
You know what I love? You know what I love about it? I love the interior. I love the interior. I think they've done
spacious?
Fun things.
Is it posh?
It's kind of like rugged chic.
You get a two-door or four-door. Yeah. Or four-door all
Oscar,
day.
Oscar, when you spec out your Ford
Very
Bronco,
special on a car to get two or four doors.
You can buy a two-door or a four-door.
I know you can, Oscar. I'm aware of that.
Well, Oscar,
not every car has an option.
What shade of yellow are you going to get?
There is a shade of yellow available.
No!
I'm not paying $60,000. Well, I can't afford it. And I can't.
If
and I'm
you
not
pay $60,000,
I can't do it.
And no one can. It's no one should pay that,
Mike. That's how much it costs if you really want it tricked out. Thank God I didn't
that's
reserve.
That's absurd.
I thought it was going to be 25K tops baseline, and by that time I would have been tired of the Volvo, and I could have sold the Volvo and bought that thing. No.
No, you don't want to pay that. You don't want to pay that.
$60,000, $61,000. If I want to be very accurate,
you're going to have to do this. And when do they come out? When are they going to be available?
End of
for
next
the
year.
End of next year. They've already debuted. You're going to have to wait 3 years to get one that would be affordable.
Well, it'll
depreciate.
They lost me. Execution's everything, Mike. You talk about the stickiness of your brand. When I haven't even thought about a Ford in, I would say, roughly 20 years since I was in high school, or buying one or thinking about one. You know, I saw the Ford Taurus, the show that was really
fast. What did
fast.
They do to turn you off?
Well, because the Probe was cool when we were younger. The Probe, we thought the Probe was the coolest car ever. And then nothing. The Expeditions are nice, I would say.
And the price really made you take it up the butt with the Probe.
do you remember when the Ford Probe was cool?
I really don't even remember the Ford Probe.
Oh, Mike, that was the coolest Ford
Oscar,
in a while.
I'm looking at a lot of pictures of this Bronco, and I think it would be great for you because apparently you can park on top of any mountaintop in Georgetown.
I love it. I love it. I'll say Ford this. Probe. $61,000 for the first edition Bronco is too much money.
Actually, you would only pay $60,900 because you'd already have $100 down on it. So it's really not that unreasonable.
Well, also...
Hey, a guy here says he bought a purple Ford Probe GT for $300.
I mean, these days. They're not bad. The styling's not that bad.
It was sleek. It would look like an iPhone.
I think we're all going to get awards here. It's going to be the number one selling car in America in 2021 if it comes out. Watch.
The Bronco or the Ford Probe?
The Ford Bronco.
The Bronco.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I think it's it seems like a lot of bells and whistles on it for maybe not a lot of car.
Well, think about,
how is it in the snow?
A convertible is a lot of bells and whistles for a lot of money by nature, right? A coupe is a lot of bells and whistles for a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. By nature. You know what? I would shift your focus off of the Bronco and onto the Probe.
I agree.
Based on how this show is doing, I think we would have a much better chance of getting that Probe in your garage.
A man can dream. I'm not saying I'm going to buy it, right?
Absolutely.
I could even put the $100 down, and then thank God I didn't, because By the way, you can cancel the reservation anytime. But $61K for a Jeep? By the way, Jeeps are that expensive.
That's like a fully loaded one.
Yeah, fully loaded.
Yeah,
fully loaded.
Right?
Fully loaded.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there are a lot of people out there. We're Americans. We love death. Anyway, we'll take a break, and we will come back with news you may not need.
That's true.
Right here for your Washington
There's
Warriors
good debt,
station.
Mike. There's good debt.
Yes. There's good debt. Yes, good debt and bad debt. We'll be right back, everybody. And now, here's Larry.
I got sand in my sock. I usually cry when I watch Bonnie Miller. Some of the toilets in my house don't work right. I lost my virginity to Charlotte Ray. The Bare Naked Ladies are all guys.
Why?
If you look up sexy in the dictionary, you see a picture of Suzanne Summers. Super Tuesday gets me hot. I think I spilled something.
Oh.
Billie Eilish should cut his hair. Buy the Team Morris bonus show at MichaelMerrishow.com. That's on the internet, right? You'll laugh, boy. Buy it.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Sleep Number. As we safely enjoy summer, quality sleep is more important than ever. Not only is it a natural immunity booster, but it also helps with energy and recovery. Sleep Number to the rescue.
Mm.
Everybody in the O'Mara family, including little Winslow, was enjoying a Sleep Number bed last night.
Of course.
History. And it's not the split one. It's the solid one with legs akimbo.
Right.
I love my Sleep Number. My son likes it better than his own bed. Shocker. From feather soft to super firm, you can adjust each side of a Sleep Number bed to your Sleep Number setting so it's just right for both of you. Here's a fact. Compared to the average sleepers, Sleep Number bed owners enjoy almost an hour's more of sleep per night. Quality sleep is one of the best methods to boost physical and mental health, and that's important now more than ever. My Sleep Number setting is a 90, Carlos is a 65, and we love it. Discover proven quality sleep for your health and well-being with the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. For a limited time, save up to $900 on select smart beds. Shop your way at Sleep Number, online at sleepnumber.com/TMOS, or by chat.
Love
you can chat with them.
Chat it.
Come on, chat it up, baby. And make sure they know that Mike O'Mara sent you. And we thank you, everybody.
News.
Mike,
Great text, Oscar.
I texted you guys. I just went to Ford.com just wanted to see what the website looked like today.
All right. You
look. They're still overwhelmed. They're still overwhelmed. I think this is a process problem.
And Oscar, This is why I love you. This puts you off the product.
Yeah.
Most of America now, that makes it more urgent for them.
No.
They want it better now. Oh my God, there's a problem.
I'm disgusted by that.
Yeah, it sucks. Our friend Tom Bergeron, nice guy, been on the show a bunch
Great
of
guy.
Times. He is out at Dancing with the Stars.
Oh no!
After 15 years and 28 seasons. Turn that down a little bit. Erin Andrews won't be back either.
Oh.
She's been with the show since season 18 in 2014. Tom tweeted, quote, "Just informed that the show will be continuing without me. It's been an incredible 15-year run and the most unexpected gift of my career." Classy way to handle it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Class act. I'm grateful for that and for the lifelong friendships made. That said, now what am I supposed to do with all of these glitter masks?
He is one of the best live television hosts there is, and you don't have to just watch Dancing with the Stars. He did the overnights on the last years of the Jerry Lewis telethon, and you're talking like 10 hours of live television with very little to work with. He was always on point. He's just such a great
broadcaster. And our listeners might be wondering, who watched the overnights on the Jerry Lewis telethon? Mm. There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
It got
that
so much
guy.
Easier in the age of DVR, but I used to have
you
to really
just
watch it.
Given Tom Bergeron your Rob Spiewak compliment, complimenting him on hosting the graveyard shift of a dead telethon.
Now, see,
that's
Mike,
what
you've
you
done,
doing.
you have really picked out the rotten berries of the pint. What you need to know is I'm saying that he had
you,
so
man.
Little to work with that he made it worth watching.
It
I
made
love
it happen.
Tom Bergeron.
Made it
really
happened for you.
Rob Spiewak overnight, 3 a.m. with his peepers open, watching that telethon. You
right.
are consistent.
I'll never
there's
see
no
a vagina.
Word.
I'll just watch this.
There's no word on why Tom isn't being brought back, but it's possibly that it had to do with him publicly denouncing the casting of Sean Spicer last year. He said the producers previously promised not to cast a polarizing politician. No replacements have been named. I'd be interested to see a follow-up on
let's
that.
Get
see if that might be true. You know, that would be interesting if they did it that way. Really, what would be the other E's? Good.
He was very good, but you know. You see, the thing about that, if you say that it's because he said that, then why would they pull out Aaron Andrews as well? Because she didn't say it.
He's in the COVID danger zone.
Oh, that guy's too younger?
They're worried about insurance. All right, we've dealt with a lot of it on the show
today.
Yesterday,
Cody in there.
The Washington Redskins finally made the official announcement. They're changing their name. Sources say they have decided on a new name. They're waiting for legal reasons, as Oscar mentioned and Rob mentioned. Trademarks might be the deal. Rumor has it the front runners are Warriors and Red Tails after the Tuskegee Airmen of World War II. The Presidents, the Generals, the Lincolns, the Red Hawks, and the Red Wolves.
What if they salute?
I love the Red Wolves, by the way.
What if they salute great literature and call themselves the Washington Irvings?
Oh, that's because of the hoax, Rob, because he wrote that fake biography of Howard Hughes.
I guess we can't do that.
The Navajo Nation is strongly encouraging the organization to pick a name like the Washington Code Talkers to honor the Navajo Code Talkers and other tribal nations who used their sacred language to help win World War II. I don't know.
If you had a better nickname, maybe we could consider it.
I think so. Other
Code
Native
Talkers
Americans
doesn't roll off the tongue.
No. Other Native Americans don't want any association with sports team names. And The Onion had this mock headline, Washington Redskins changed their name to the DC Redskins.
See? Problem solved.
That's a little funny.
Mike, right if there. They went with Code Talkers, how would Larry Michael say it?
Code Talkers. Am I the only one who thinks they're going to run the table?
Is this a changing time? This is really a changing time for DC.
Hold on. Let me get that on.
This is so good.
And I'll go through Larry Michael.
He's the
Larry
voice Michael of the Washington Redskins radio network.
All right. So I'll get credit. And Rob, just keep this handy. Okay.
Right
I
on,
might go
right
back
on.
To it. All right. Here we go. All right. Touchdown, Washington Warriors. Touchdown, Washington Red Tails. Touchdown, Presidents. Touchdown, Generals. Touchdown, Lincolns. Washington Redskins. Oh, I'm sorry. Washington Red Hawks.
Red Hawks.
Touchdown, Washington Red Wolves.
You know
he doesn't
what?
Pronounce Washington.
He does not say Washington.
Does
Oscar.
Not. Does
no.
not. Does
no,
not.
He says Washington.
Washington.
Disney World came up with a creative way to enforce their mask policy. This is the land of dumb like there's never been the land of dumb. This is idiots. This is what keeps me up at night.
Yes.
Idiots everywhere. We are toddlers. Theme parks do not matter right now on any level. Public health matters. But do you think they would realize that? No. This is everybody at fault. The customers, the company,
national parks
everybody.
Are open, right?
What's that?
National parks are open.
Well, out open space is fine.
Right.
I'm talking about
check
theme
out a national
parks.
Park.
Yeah.
I'm talking about an amusement park. Yeah.
Yes, they're there to amuse you.
Disney World came up with a creative way to enforce their mask policy. They won't sell you your ride photo if you aren't wearing a mask. Oh, what a stretch. I can't.
Same rules go when you're topless, Mike.
This is ridiculous.
Tell me about it.
Thank you, Oscar.
Ruined my Make-A-Wish trip.
A PR person for Disney confirmed this new rule yesterday, but added that they always had a policy of, quote, suppressing photos if someone is doing something unsafe on the ride. Oh, bless their hearts. And during the pandemic, not wearing a mask is considered hazardous. Duh. They're in Florida, for the love of God.
Well, these roller coasters, what happens when these masks fly off?
Because they're screaming?
Well, remember, the first theme park edict was in Japan when they said, we're going to continue to run the roller coasters as long as you don't scream. Because screaming makes more droplets.
But you can probably pull that off in Japan with society as such.
Fox
you know?
News reports that Disney World has also opened several designated spaces throughout its parks where visitors can remove their masks. They're called relaxation zones, and the people in them still have to social distance.
Isn't the relaxation zone technically like a bathroom stall?
You know what the relaxation, the stupid zone is what the whole goddamn thing is.
I bet you $20 American dollars that they're selling masks at the Disney gift store.
Yeah, probably at a profit.
Oh, you could order them. I would say as of 3 or 4 months ago from Disney.
American greed, baby. It's American greed. Here's another one. A study found that if airlines would just stop selling middle seats, it would cut the risk of catching coronavirus on a flight by half. That's it. But yeah. American and United are both selling middle seats now. JetBlue and Alaska are going to start selling them again soon, and Delta and Southwest are planning to start selling them again in September.
September. I know it seems insensitive, but I always request a middle seat because it's a great way to meet people.
Mike.
And people love it when you are in the middle seat.
They love it.
Sure.
Do you think we get both armrests?
We could get Paulie on the show as a COVID correspondent as he flew to his another vacation that he just
he's on a tropical holiday.
Yeah. Yeah. Tone. Yeah. But you know what? Paulie gets the pass from me because he was in the line of fire in New York driving a bus.
Yeah, of course.
I think he probably knows more about being safe, and he's always wearing a mask when you see him in front of his lovely Blue Water hotel room. Want people to celebrate your birthday? Hey, bribe them. Krispy Kreme turns 83 on Friday.
Yeah, come on.
Nice.
And to celebrate, they're giving anyone who goes to a store a free dozen donuts. You will have to buy a dozen to get a dozen, but they say there's no such thing as too many donuts, and I agree. So if you want two dozen donuts, might be a good thing to roll out there. You got a Krispy Kreme in Leesburg, don't you?
No, we don't.
Have one around the corner here. We've had Krispy Kreme postmated to the shop before.
Well, there we go. So how about, I think Friday, I won't be here, but how about having two dozen?
A dozen,
for everybody.
Hold on, are we limited to two dozen?
Thank you, Rob Spiewak. Thank you very much. And now a little something. A 26-year-old guy in Plymouth, England, was sitting outside and eating some McDonald's last week when a seagull flew up and tried to snatch away his food. He responded by biting the seagull.
Oh!
The bird flew away, and the cops arrested the guy for injuring a wild bird, which can get you up to 6 months in prison or a $9,000 fine. They're not messing around there.
No.
The cops also say that the guy was on drugs at the time.
Oh.
So there's that. When asked about the incident, the seagull said, mine. Still my favorite. Was that Finding Nemo?
Exactly.
Mine. Still laugh my ass off. We probably have a couple in the backyard right now. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Rob Spiewak and the Audio Ball right here.
Say you're inspired by the promo of Matty Masiello rambling off the list of cheeses, and now you want to grill cheese yourself, but you also want to help out TMOS. Let me show you how you do it. First, go to MikeOMarishow.com and click on the button that says TMOS Shopping Center. Then click on Target. They got everything you need for this project. Bread, butter, all kinds of cheese. Swiss, mozz, provolone, whatever you want. Say you need a new frying pan or a spatula. They got it. Say you live in a Georgetown Spite House and you need a new hot plate. They got that too. And because you're fat, let's throw in a bag of Kraft Baby marshmallows. Now let me tell you, I got a Target Red Card, so they're kicking some money back to me. But more importantly, since you went to the TMOS Shopping Center, they're kicking some money back to Mike. Got it?
What?
Good. Now let's go back to the guy who would adopt the Target dog if he could, Mike O'Mara.
What's that one cheese? Does he say schmutz?
Mutz. That's mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
Oh, mutz.
Mutz. Yeah.
Mutz. Okay. Mutz.
You can get it at Fireworks Pizza, Mike.
Schmutz. What does schmutz mean?
I think
Yiddish?
Probably a Yiddish derivative of just like goo or yuck. You know, get that schmutz off your mouth.
Why do I think I'm going down the wrong path here by asking what it means? Anyway,
let's go to commercial.
To the Mike O'Mara show, schmutz.
Schmutz.
Ever since the Black Plague, COVID-19, has grabbed the world by the balls, things seem different. We're anxious, distracted, out of sorts. Sometimes it's even hard to know what day it is. Remember when you used to look forward to the weekend? Now who even knows when it's Friday? Well, TMOS can save you. Because when the bonus show drops, you know it's Friday. Everyone loves the TMOS bonus show, and we love doing it. No commercials, no censorship, no rules. It only costs you pennies a laugh, and we oil up and do it topless.
Yeah, see, last week we just did it topless, but this week it's going to be Oscar and me oiled up.
Yeah.
It's nipple-rific.
Yeah.
Just click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Also, there are nearly 500 other commercial-free, uncensored bonus shows available to you for just a meager pittance, and a subscription just might cure your lockjaw. Although, I like that you're not talking as much. It's your passport to the assport.
Passport.
Support the bonus show. It's good for you and those you love. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I guarantee it. And now back to Chips, already in progress. Thank you. And by the way, the boys will be here for the rest of the week. I am spending some very needed time with the fam and friends, and I'm sorry that I'm doing that, so please don't talk about it. It's private, and I haven't seen my lovely daughter, who it really started the year off with a horrible 2020, and I look forward to spending time with her. So that's it. And now let's get the audio vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away.
The quarantine is affecting everybody, even little kids. This girl went on an epic rant. She looked to be about 3 to me.
Everything in this world has to shut all the way down to nobody has to go anywhere because of their shutdown. The ice cream truck is shut down. We can't go anywhere. And the only thing that is open is nothing. Nothing.
She British?
No, I think she's American, but the only thing that's open is nothing.
It's
I love that. Anyway, so that's just to know you're not alone out there. As a matter of fact, everyone is upset. Mike, where is Windermere, Florida in relation to where you live?
Near Orlando.
That's where my sister used to live.
A suburb of Orlando. A lot of very she.
With all due respect, a lot of Trump signs on people's yards when my sister moved.
Doesn't surprise me, because just yesterday there was a rally. It was an anti-mask rally, and they held it. Wait for it. Inside, in a grilled cheese restaurant. So if you want a grilled cheese in Windermere, this is probably where you would go. And here's some footage from the anti-mask rally.
What we want to see right now are these police officers to stand down. We want them to stand down right now.
It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong.
This is a single woman who is running this grilled cheese business. This is her dream. And all she is doing is standing up for the rights of people to make their own medical decisions. Okay.
I will say this. I know this is not a visual medium, Mike, but she looked like the kind of lady whose dream was to run a grilled cheese business.
I don't know. I think I find myself drifting toward where history will be, how history will judge us as the American people. This will not be a good time.
As people lay the groundwork for our current history, know that the last time we went through something like this, there weren't photographs and videotape, and every moment was not documented. Every stupid thing that we're doing right now is going to be remembered for all of eternity. So if that is something that makes you want to put on a mask and skip the grilled cheese, maybe you ought to. Let's do this. This is the one factory or the one business that's probably benefited from the pandemic is Zoom. And this was trending on YouTube yesterday. This is the Zoom CEO hosting a virtual meeting after the pandemic starts, talking about how business has been. This is the CEO of Zoom.
Good morning. I'll tell you what, I had my money on Skype. Can we do a little brainstorming session here? Does anyone know why we're doing so good? I mean, do we even have a website? I'll be honest with you, I thought we were still in beta. I'm a FaceTime guy. We're the number one app in the world. What about Words with Friends? First of all, everyone's getting a raise. Second of all, didn't we think the name Zoom was bad? We don't even have any fun filters. You can't turn your face into a dragon while you're talking to people. Thank God we hired that social media intern, huh? Where is he? Craig! I think it would be nice if we said Skype or Fruit Basket, guys. I also think we should send a Fruit Basket to that scientist who we paid to make the virus.
So
you go from idiots to smart people, right?
That's not real. That's just fun. And that's your audio ball. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you guys for covering for me. I truly appreciate that.
Enjoy the fam.
Sorry for the quick turnaround with that. I will indeed. And really, I appreciate everything you do. That's it. Rob and Oscar will be back with a brand new program tomorrow. And I will see you a week from Monday. And thank you. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Schmutz.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
For all of us here at News Center 4, I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
You are a bad, bad girl, Stephanie.
I know I need to be spanked.
We are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams.
Bye, bye.